You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. We have so much to unpack today with the super special guest. But before we get into that, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. For all my musicians, artists, and producers out there, DistroKid will get your music on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, and they'll do it way faster than their competitors. You can also see statistics about your listeners and set up pre-save for your upcoming releases with their Hyper Follow tool. The best part about DistroKid, though, is that you get all of the money that you earn from streaming. That's right, they don't take a cut. And they can even automatically split those earnings between collaborators so you don't have to deal with sending your producer or audio engineer money afterward. It's a no-brainer. Go get DistroKid and thank me later. Now back to today's segment. We're chatting with the one and only Jonah Kagan. You definitely have seen him on your For You page on TikTok, or you just can't stop listening to his music on Spotify like me. His single Broken is a smash hit. He has way more new music on the way, and we're going to be chatting about all of that and more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Jonah, how are you?
Hi, I am amazing. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I know we just kind of talked about it a little bit, but it's freezing here in New York and it's only October. So for me, I'm in mourning of, you know, the summer and the fall that I didn't even really have because it's been like the summer and then it was freezing. But you know what? Other than that, we have so much music to talk about. I feel like we've been getting new music from all of our favorite artists this year. A lot of new music has been coming out recently. So on that front, we're doing good. But tell me a little bit about what you've been up to, though. I know you're working on mastering some songs right now. So how has this week been going and what's it look like for you right now with all that music?
I am. Yes. So I, first of all, I very much resonate with how you're feeling right now because I went to college in upstate New York where the fall is gorgeous for about 0.002 seconds. And then it's like
so true,
dreadfully cold. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. But yes, to answer your other question, I am in a very, very busy period right now. I just announced last week that I'm going to be releasing an EP before the end of the year. It's my first collection of music. So I've been working on so many songs for the live. I put out my first song a little over a year ago. I guess it was like a year and a half ago, something like that. And I've just been trying to kind of find the right sound and the best way to tell the story that I want to tell with my music and connect with people. So this EP has been a long time coming, but I finally feel like the music is moving in the direction that I want it to and that people want to hear. So I have just been in a very rare state of work where I'm actually finishing songs rather than writing new ones. So it feels great. And it's also, it's cool because I've brought the audience along with this project a little bit. And I think everybody's been helping me. I've been trying to listen to what people are saying and give me feedback and comments and actually build the EP and the songs based on what the people that are listening want to hear. It's been a really special and rewarding experience so far.
I know, I can totally tell from social media, you know, that's like what we gauge everything on right now. It's so weird, right. But just from that, it's like, it seems like it's been a crazy journey the past year, but I want to hear more about this EP. What can you tell us without getting in trouble? Is there a title yet? Is there a month in mind? Like, what's your concept right now?
As far as the timeline goes, I need to get it out just before Mariah Carey takes over all of the music world. So I need to get it out before Christmas songs start really taking over because the music industry basically shuts down other than Christmas music during that whole chunk and other holiday music. So I'm trying to get it out early December is the rough. I have a date in mind, but I don't want to jinx it, you know, especially considering I'm kind of actively working on building it with my my audience and with the people that are invested. So, but what I can say is at least the subset of songs that I'm choosing to finish and work on with everyone are very indicative of kind of the many sides of the human experience and the many different emotions that one individual person goes through. Kind of from start to finish, it marks both sides of struggle, where you're the person that's helping someone through something. And when you're the person that's struggling, it's about missing people. It's about being missed. It's about being homesick, missing being a kid. And then it should, I don't want to spoil it too much, but it'll close, I think, with a big statement of what it's all about. So I feel like there is a very common thread amongst these songs that I'm planning to put on here, and that's just the human experience.
I absolutely love that concept, because people that listen to my podcast already know I absolutely hate songs about nothing.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't have any songs in this EP that are about nothing, but we'll see.
If it's a good party song, it's like there's still a story about the party, right?
Yeah, okay,
but like
fair.
Taking yeah. shots, and that's like the whole song, or mumbling about jumping from car to car. Like, no. Like,
that's what I was
going to
call the
concepts.
EP.
Yeah, jumping from car to car.
Yeah,
that was going
to
be the name.
Taking shots and jumping from car to car, but I guess I'll have to change that up. My speaking of the title, I have ideas for what I want it to be called, but it's also something that I would like my audience to weigh in on. I really want to kind of, they are the reason why I get to do this, and I think I've just seen my life change so much because of them. And I wouldn't, you know, if there was nobody to listen to the music, there would be the tree falls in the woods situation. So I think I'm just so grateful, and I want them to be as involved as possible. So hopefully we can do some sort of a back and forth on the title, and they can vote on ideas and things like that.
I like that idea a lot too. And remember, you have to do the voting before Mariah Carey takes over.
Yeah, you're so right.
The window is closing.
I hear her in my head already. She's taunting me, yes.
She is like the ticking stopwatch for you to get this out. Like, you hear her from a distance, you know your time is running out.
It's good motivation. It's okay.
Yes, the power of Mariah Carey, honestly. So that is super exciting. I love that concept. I love the fact that there's some mystery about how this EP is going to close. Will there be any previously like released singles on this EP, or will it be all new music?
Yes, there should be 3 or 4 new songs, I believe. I think there's going to be something like 3 or 4 new songs. And then I'm aiming at like 2 or 3 that have already been released that kind of fit the thread. But yeah, I don't think there's any secret in that. Broken will be on there. Broken is my first song that I released, and it's kind of the thing that slingshotted everything for me. And I think that's a special sentiment for everyone. So Broken will be on there. And then we'll see. It's funny because it's still in like the, I genuinely am relying on the people who are listening to help me formulate it. But I know for a fact that those two will be on.
Wow. You're really giving us everything here. We don't even have to like beg for it. You're like, okay, so it's this, it's great. I love
That's all I got. I'll still leave. I'll leave the rest of it to mystery. Sure. But
okay. We'll take that. So let's talk about Broken. Obviously I had to bring it up, but you brought it up first, which I love even more. That song popped off like crazy on TikTok. Just did a whole segment about TikTok and just the craziness of the app and how artists, you know, they have to be on it to get where they want to be. It still blows my mind, but here we are, TikTok. So Broken popped off on there, now has over 40 million streams just on Spotify alone, which is wild. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to put that song out there on that app and then see how it took off on streaming platforms and just how many fans it brought you so quickly.
Oh my gosh. And that was, to this day remains probably the craziest thing that has ever happened to me. It's so fast. It's the wildest part about TikTok is that it's so fast. And I was fortunate enough to get on TikTok when it wasn't as horribly oversaturated as it is now. Because I think, unfortunately, we're getting to the point where everybody's trying to do the same thing, and it's really crowded. And like you said, there is a feeling that you have to be on it in order to be successful. And I think those moments are fewer and far between these days, especially when it comes to music. But in that moment, it was actually the, I know a lot of people are doing this like open verse challenge. They do like an open verse challenge where you leave a portion of your song open and then whoever can duet it and fill in their own lyrics. To my knowledge, I believe I was the first one to do that. And I didn't call it open verse, but with Broken, I called it a co-write. I said co-write with me. And I left the Broken. So the song actually wasn't even written when I did that. And I left it open. And I guess people just kind of, for the first time, saw the opportunity to tell their story in song form, even if they weren't necessarily, you know, making music or putting their stuff out. People, it was just anybody who had something to say who wanted to sing a little bit. And some people didn't even sing. Some people rapped. Some people did, you know, it was just, I think it unified a lot of people going through very similar emotions. And I was not expecting that at all. Because at the time, I just wanted to hear what people had to say. And then it happened so quickly and everybody started doing it. And I was in college at the time playing soccer and I wasn't intending on releasing anything. And then that happened and I felt like I would have done a disservice to the people that it meant so much to if I didn't. And it was the best decision that I ever made. And I just took my time and made sure I did it properly. I finished writing it and I produced it out and then started my career.
That's a really cool story. I love hearing all these stories about how, you know, the song started and then you put it on TikTok and then it blew up. And now look at where you are. It's like crazy. You have so many fans now on Spotify, streaming platforms in general. I know you recently released another single, Hill That I'll Die On, which fans are loving as well. So what's it been like to continue to release music and, you know, continue to also have such positive feedback and people coming back for more music and just continuing to listen and support you ever since Broken popped off last year?
It's really hard to believe. And it's something I've struggled with for a long time, actually. On my side of things, I always viewed artists that were having any sort of success as some sort of like almost untouchable. Like I was just a jock. I was just an athlete just going to college. I just kind of assumed that this, for whatever reason, these people that were doing this had some crazy break and were on some, you know, existing in some different dimension than I was. And I don't feel any different than I ever have. I feel the same as I did when I was 8. And I think I always will. So to have people tell me that they like my music or that my music made them feel something or change something or anything, it's just so surreal. And I always said, if there was just one person that liked it, then it was worth it. If there's one person that was listening, then it was worth it. And I'm just so honored and baffled that so many people are listening now. And I want to tell stories that reach even more people if I can, but I'm just so grateful. And I continue to remind myself that every day. But I think it was going on tour and seeing it in real life, because TikTok has you get a little bit of TikTok-itis, you know, when you see like things go viral so quickly and they're just numbers on a screen, and you get all this kind of extrinsic motivation from all these people where you're getting just affirmed by comments and likes and numbers. It's not until you look somebody in the eyes that you just played a song for and they say that made me feel something, or like, you know, you're playing a song and somebody's bawling in the front row. It's so unbelievable, and music is so powerful. And I think I have a really important job now to kind of tap into that side of human emotion. And I'm so lucky to be able to do it, but I think about how to do it best every single day. And I just am so grateful.
I love that outlook. So humble. I really respect that and appreciate it, because, you know, the numbers do tend to get to people's heads, and I hate to see artists change or the personality change or the ego kind of skyrocket. It sucks. I have seen it in the past, and it's not fun. But to hear someone, you know, just so humble and grateful for the experience that, you know, they've had so far is awesome. It's just awesome to hear. And I know you talked a little bit about meeting people in person, performing and seeing people's reactions. I know you did a little tour supporting Maisie Peters. We've also had her on the show. She's awesome.
I saw that. Yeah,
she's so cool. So tell me about that. What was it like to perform, you know, your songs in front of people and see their reactions and actually meet people, whether it was after the show or at your merch table, whatever you decided to do. Was that crazy for you too?
It was terrifying at first, if I'm being honest. I had never done anything live. I had played like guitar live in like a band or something like that. But I had never, ever sang. I started singing maybe like a few months before I put out Broken. Like it was not very long before, and I just kind of went for it. But to do like my first ever shows in front of Maisie's audience, who are unbelievably passionate, first of all, and love music, and they're amazing people. And also to like, you know, upwards of 1,000 cap rooms was pretty nuts, because it just got tossed right into it. But once I got over that, I realized that it was the most fun thing on the entire planet. But I think the more impactful part of that tour for me was that I have always found it so hard to believe that it's real. Because like I said, you get so caught up in the numbers. And even if you get messages online, it's never real until you look somebody in the eye and realize that it's real. And that's what Tor did for me. And it put me in a place of like, oh, wow, okay. The stuff that you're doing is actually having an effect on people. Treat it that way. And I've spent time kind of trying to rework my mindset into, my job is not to try to get numbers or get affirmation. It's to try to change people's feelings and to make them feel something, give them something special. And it's just so real when you do it in person. The first show we ever did was in Minneapolis. And I remember I went to the bus to grab something. Like I forgot like a tuner or something like that. And I just ran outside because I'm like, yeah, there's no way anybody's going to like recognize me or anything. And I just ran out to the bus where everybody was gathered. And then people started like making all these weird noises and taking pictures and stuff. And I remember I was so overwhelmed because I just walked outside and I was just grabbing something, not thinking anything. And I remember people were like, you know, all this stuff. And I got overwhelmed and I just sprinted back into the venue. I wasn't prepared for that, but I'm getting more used to it, I suppose. But just grateful is the word. Grateful.
Love that. That is so funny. Okay. Well, now hopefully you don't run away from them next time, but
hopefully.
You never know. You're still getting used to it. Guys, be easy on him. Don't chase him. Don't attack him now. Speaking about touring, now kind of moving into collaborations. I know you released a song with Matoma, Summer Feeling, that popped off as well on streaming platforms that people absolutely love. And that did really, really well. Do you have anyone on your list that you would love to collaborate with? Because I've seen a lot of comments on TikTok being like, please do a song with so-and-so, or, oh my God, I could totally see him singing, you know, a duet with whoever. Who's on your list that you would love to do something with?
Funny enough, I have a working list that I update often of people that I really want to work with. And a lot of them have come true. And I've met a lot of people that are my idols, which is a good and a bad thing sometimes. But as far as there are certain people that I would like to write with and certain people that I'd like to be on a song with, I came up actually, and you wouldn't know it considering my music has taken a bit of a folkier turn, a little bit more acoustic, I suppose. But I actually got into music, and the reason things first started moving before Broken was because I was producing like tropical house songs, like EDM dancey things in my room. And that was because I was a diehard Kygo fan. So, and actually Matoma was, I was a diehard Matoma fan as well, which was, you know, I listened to Matoma when I was 15 and then ended up doing that song with him. But I would love to be on a song with Kygo or write with Kygo, work with Kygo. I've gotten to meet him, which is unbelievable. He was such a sweet guy. I like writing for dancier songs also, because I think that's fun. But beyond that, as far as like, I would love to do a big duet, specifically with like a girl. I love Chelsea Cutler. I've always been a fan of Chelsea Cutler. Almost got to write with her once, but it didn't end up working out. But she's obviously so high on my list. Noah Cyrus is high on my list. Like Holly Humberstone, even I have this huge list of all these things, but my my all-time favorite, I have two all-time kind of favorite artists that inspire me the most right now, and one is Noah Kahan, who's having his own success at the moment, which is so great, and I'm so happy for him. I've gotten to meet him as well, but haven't worked with him. He's one that I like almost don't want to work with because I'm afraid I'm gonna just have an awful day and be embarrassed, you know. But the other one is a guitarist named Andy McKee, who kind of inspired the way that I play. I would just like to hang out with him, to be honest. But yeah, that's my short answer. I have a list of about, you know, 50 names, but hopefully one day we'll tick some of them off.
Yeah, that's a really, really great list, and a diverse list too. Like you kind of cover all the bases there, which is cool. Yeah. So funny that you said Holly though, because I actually thought of her when I was listening to your music earlier. I was wait, this would be sick. And I've been obsessed with her song Scarlet lately.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah, I've been listening to that like too much. So crazy. So I don't know, maybe that's like something right there. It seems like a little bit of a coincidence. So, you know, maybe not. And I know you released a music video recently too for A Hill That I'll Die On. Can fans expect to see more visuals with this EP coming out? Or are you kind of focused on the ones that you've already shared with them? Or what's the tea on that?
There will be visuals. Yes. I finished filming one of said visuals yesterday. So I have a song coming out called Graveyard Shift on October 28th. That is before the EP. Ironic that it's 3 days before Halloween. So that'll have a video with it as well. And then there will be another really cool video that I'm excited about that I'll let remain a surprise.
We love that. Love surprises, but love to hear some teases as well. So that's perfect for us. You know, I know you've done some shows, but with this EP coming out, can fans expect once it's out to see you hopefully perform in a city near them? Has that been something you've been thinking about, or is it something you would love to do soon?
I love tour so much. We have been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot up in the air, but I can promise you that we are indeed talking about all of the options, and you will hopefully soon be able to see me wherever you are.
Okay, awesome. So that pretty much covers everything. There's so much more I could talk about. I could ask you 5,000 more questions and you'll be sitting here until the light goes down in LA. I guess as a final fun question, you kind of probably already teased a few of these people with the Dream collaborations, but who have you been listening to right now? Has there been a particular artist or a song that you can't stop listening to nonstop? Because sure a lot of people listening have been listening to you nonstop, but they're like, I wonder who he's listening to.
Well, I think I already did give it away. Obviously, Noah Kahan just released his album, so I've been kind of just sitting shivering in the corner listening to that for the last 20,000 days. But Noah Cyrus also just released, it's so funny, I'm really just saying the people that I wanted to work with. But yeah, she recently released an album that I think is unbelievable. But I live with my friend, an artist named Hayd, H-A-Y-D, and an artist named Sarcastic Sounds. I listen to their music all the time. I think they're awesome. And I've just been very into the stripped acoustic sort of vibe lately. But yeah.
That's awesome. I had a feeling it would be the same, but you never know. Sometimes people are like, I've been listening to like Jonas Brothers. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, it's crazy. You never know.
I have, but not nearly as hard as I have with those guys.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, like, same. Love to hear that. But thank you so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about everything. I had so much fun hearing about what you've been working on, and I'm excited to hear the EP coming hopefully before the year ends. So
before Mariah, that's all we know. Yeah.
Yeah. Before she takes over and we can't listen to anything else, because that's going to happen.
Thank you for having me. It was super fun.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features. Huge shout out and thank you as always to our awesome guest, Jonah Kagan, for joining us today and chatting about Dream collaborations, who he's been listening to, his upcoming EP, which she plans to release before Mariah Carey takes over, and so much more. I'm so excited to hear his new music, and I'm sure you guys are probably feeling the exact same way if you've heard it. If you haven't, go check it out right now. And that's pretty much all I have for today. You guys know the drill. It's getting cold out there. And with that being said, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
I won't let you burn. It's not that kind of fire. Just give me the lighter. Even at your worst, you're the human that I'll die on. So just leave a